Giles Bickford.
Kia ora, Corin. In the business news this morning, households getting deeper in debt, property investors stay on the sidelines, and the latest from financial markets. The number of households falling behind in debt payments is at its highest level in nearly 3 years, as rising interest rates and costs bite into household budgets. More than 400,000 people have started the new year behind in their debt repayments. The credit bureau Centric says arrears in December were 11.3% of people with credit, and that's a 10% increase on the year before. Vehicle arrears, another key indicator of financial pressures, at 5.3%, the highest since June 2020. And Centric's managing director Keith McLaughlin says the figures are indicative of the wider economy as more household budgets feel the squeeze.
There has been a trend from personal loans, credit cards, buy now, pay later, through now to auto loans and finally into the home lending market. Kiwis tend to pay the ones that they feel they need to first, and that's why you're now starting to see the severity of it when home loans and car loans are starting to go into arrears.
Keith McLaughlin expects the number of arrears to keep increasing. Well, property investors are yet to return to the housing market in any significant numbers, with prices expected to drop further for the rest of the year. Residential property values dropped 7.2% in January on the year before. That's the latest CoreLogic House Price Index, with annual prices expected to fall by 15 to 20% by the end of this year. CoreLogic's chief economist, Kelvin Davidson, says there are some bargain hunters in the market, but getting finance is getting tougher as banks tighten their lending criteria.
Potentially some investors are looking ahead to the election as well and thinking, okay, potentially we might have a change of government, potentially they might relax the tax rules, so I'd like to get in ahead of that change. So there could be some people out there thinking about that, but I think the operative word here is if you can borrow, interest rates are still high, the serviceability tests are still high.
Our house prices are down mostly everywhere. Wellington continues to see the biggest falls, down more than 18% on the past year. The numbers out from realestate.co.nz overnight also show that the median price for a house is now below $900,000. That's down 10.5% on the year before. Well, some businesses are failing to pass on lower pay wave and other credit card or other electronic card fees to consumers, despite a law change capping the rates. A legal limit on the interchange fees between banks and card companies came into effect last November, and consumers were supposed to benefit from the savings. However, some merchants are still charging 2 or 3% on PayWave purchases, despite a cap of 0.2% or a flat fee of 5 cents. Commerce Commission Chair John Small says it's looking into the issue and plans to ensure the industry is aware of the changes.
We do have powers under the law to bring in a rule that says that any surcharging has to be in line with costs. We haven't done that yet because we're still gathering information, but if there's continuation of surcharging at a level that's well above cost, then that is certainly a strong option.
The Commerce Commission's received 4 complaints about excessive surcharges on transactions. Retail New Zealand says ignorance may be part of the reason, while it says the Commission needs to check whether banks and credit card companies are passing on the lower fees. Quick look at financial markets. Wall Street is higher. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently up just under 0.5%. The S&P 500 up 0.75%. The Nasdaq up 1.1%. Our top 50 index fell 66 points, 0.5% yesterday, back below 12,000. New Zealand dollar 64.6 US cents, 91.5 Australian, 52.4 British pence, 0.594 euro, 84.1 Japanese yen, and 4.36 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil is a shade lower at $84.50 US a barrel, and gold is up $6 at $1,929 US dollars an ounce.